Hey, I'm Dave Cornwallier, and this is the Dave Berta Podcast. We're happy to share this preview of our latest episode of the Dave Berta Podcast. If you want to hear the full episode, subscribe to the Dave Berta Substack at daveberta.substack.com/subscribe. When you launched your campaign, you talked about one of the big things you talked about was building a winning coalition and what that looks like and what that means. Explain to me, what does that mean?
Yeah, well, I don't want to point fingers at the other people in the race, but one of the reasons I decided to throw my hat into the ring and why I waited as long as I did, because I was the last one to enter the race, I was waiting for someone to offer me a strategic explanation of why we lost in 2023 and a strategy for how we can win. And instead, what I heard from all the candidates was kind of a preparation for a general election. So these kind of middle of the road, policy prescriptions, I'll defend healthcare, I'll defend education. But what I didn't hear was a strategy about how to build a winning coalition. And in politics, that's what it's all about, right? And from where I stood, and where I stand is actually very close to the NDP. I've been a party member for 38 years. I joined when I was 16, just off the farm. Actually, I was still on the farm. I grew up on a small farm and went to high school in Westlock. And I joined the party before I even moved into the city. And the first election I worked on as a volunteer was the 1986 election that where the New Democrats won 16 seats, became the official opposition. And as a young person, I was thinking, onward and upward, reforming government in the next few years.
For sure.
Little did I know that I had another several decades to wait before that happened. But my point is that I've been an insider. I call myself an inside outsider because I'm not an MLA, I'm not a staff person, but the labor movement is closely associated with the NDP because, as you know, the NDP was established as a formal partnership, an historic partnership between the old CCF representing farmers and the Canadian Labor Congress representing workers. And so I've been close. I've been a volunteer. Mm-hmm. I was a staff person at one time. I did actually do the communications for the 1997 election when we went from zero seats to two.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
and then, of course, I've been in the labor movement. And because of that, we had a lot of labor candidates win in 2015. We played a big role in that historic New Democrat victory. And I've been closely associated with the candidates, at the leader. I've been on the inside when there have been conversations about strategy. And so I was waiting for someone to say, this is the problem and here is a solution, but I haven't heard that. And so, and that frustrated me because I saw the problem and I saw it in black and white because as president of the Federation of Labor, as you can imagine, we're a big organization. We represent 175,000 working Albertans and in both the public and private sector. And we have an interest in politics because politics affects our members every day. And so one of the things that we do on a regular basis is do polling. So basically quarterly, we go out in the field for a big public opinion poll. And we've been doing that over the years. And what the polling showed me was that one of the big reasons that we lost in 2019 and 2023 is because, frankly, we lost working people, both in the big cities and outside. And specifically what the polling showed is that Albertans who describe themselves as middle class and have university education and live in the two big cities support the New Democrats quite strongly. So it's like 65, 35 or 60, 40. Mm-hmm. So Rachel Notley and her team have built a really strong base in the big cities among university educated middle class people. But what the polling also shows, much to my dismay as a worker advocate, is that working people who describe themselves as working class and who have high school, college, and trades education are, it's almost inverse. It's flipped. It's like 60-40, 65-35 the other way. So working people are supporting the UCP. And that's true outside of the cities, and we know that the New Democrats have a problem outside the two big cities. But it's also true within the big cities. And so, you know, like for me, in order to figure out how to win, you got to talk about making the tent bigger. And I think all the candidates agree on that. And there's even, I've heard all of them use that language in one shape or another. We have to, you have to grow the tent. But, and I made this point in the debate in Lethbridge, you can't grow the tent until you know who's outside the tent, and you have to understand why they're outside the tent. And what I'm saying is that the polling is pretty clear. The people who are outside the tent are working people. And they're also rural people outside the two big cities. And for me, as someone who grew up on a farm in rural Alberta, went to school in small town Alberta, and then went on to become a union leader, this is like a double gut punch for me. So the people I'm from and the people I represent have fallen away from the coalition that we have to build. And so so on a personal level, I feel like I'm sort of uniquely suited to bring those two groups back. And honestly, I don't think we can win unless we do. And one of the things that I found frustrating, and I understand why this happened, because people always try to, you know, put a positive spin on things. But after the election in 2023, you know, we've become like a 50-50 province, right? Yeah. Which is good news. I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were essentially a one-party state.
It's easier to win if you're 50-50 rather than 60-30 or 60-40.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we're close. But what I heard after the last election, instead of real introspection, was sort of justification, right? And it's like we didn't do anything wrong. We came really close. It was only the difference of a couple of thousand votes and six seats in Calgary. And that was reassuring for people, and I understand why they said it, but it was repeated so often that it burned into people's brains, and I think it's actually become counterproductive, because it had us move from being a solve that we applied to our wound to being a distraction that it's stopping us from developing a strategy, right? And so, because what it, like, now that it's been burned into people's brains, everyone thinks that the only thing we have to do is do what we did in 2023, just do it a little better and a little harder, and we'll win those six seats in Calgary and we'll form a government. The problem with that, from my perspective, is that 2027 won't necessarily be the same as 2023, because the issues will change, the economy change, even the personalities will change. Obviously, some of the personalities are going to change or are choosing a new leader. But it also ignores what I think is the root problem, which is that we've lost workers, or too many of them. We've lost. I'm not going to say that there are no working class people who vote for the party. There are. They tend to be more. If you're unionized, you're more likely to vote for the party. Our polling also shows that it's about 60. It's flipped, right? Mm-hmm. So like the union members are much, both public and private sector, are much more likely to vote for the New Democrats versus the non-union. And that's another reason why I've decided to throw my hat in the ring, because whatever we're doing in the labor movement with working people is working. And if we actually, the information, the way we frame things, the issues we bring to the table, the perspective we have, it's working with our members. And I would like to take that out and talk to, working people outside of the labor movement, because I think it'll work with them as well. And I want to emphasize that we don't have to win all of them over, because we are essentially a 50-50 province now, which is great, and it's a great testament to Rachel and her leadership. But we have to win some of them. And if we can do that, if we can win, if we can break this nut, right, and bring more working people and people outside of the big cities, then we won't have to worry about winning by the skin of our teeth in six ridings in Calgary. We can have a more enduring coalition that will allow us to win outside of the big cities, right? Mm-hmm. And in particular, I think, because another thing that I would say is that there's a misconception about rural Alberta, right? I get why we've fallen into this thinking that there's three Albertas, there's Edmonton, Calgary, and other, but the other is not monolithic. There's a lot of diversity there, and so
Red Deer and Milk River are two different places.
Exactly, right? And so like there's a big difference between people who are out on the farm and then people in small towns and then people in small cities. And I would actually argue that in the small cities and the small towns, a worker focused message is the thing that will work, because like they're not running farms in Grand Prairie. They're not on the swather or the combine. They're working people just in a smaller city, right? And so I think like this recognition that the problem is workers, that we've lost them to the UCP, and that this is true both in the cities and outside. That I think that's a key insight that I bring to the table. I think I'm in a unique position to deal with it, because from my experience and working as a leader in the labor movement for, it's been 19 years, and you're right, I have been elected 10 times. That's a record, by the way. And either that's a sign that people think I'm doing a good job or no one else wants the job. I prefer to think of it as the former rather than the latter.
Of course.
This is just a sample of what you can hear by subscribing to the Dave Berta Substack. If you like what you hear on the Dave Berta podcast, go to daveberta.substack.com/subscribe and sign up for a yearly, annual, or Friend of Dave Berta level subscription. Thanks.